from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show. Ike Reese with you as usual, but no Spike, no Fritz. Tom Kelly, Elliot Shoreparks, today here on the afternoon shows. We're talking a lot about the Phils. Phils back in action tonight. We'll be down at the ballpark tomorrow, guys.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Nothing got like the being Astros in that back. Radio booth.
Yeah. Haven't seen the Astros down there since the World Series. Meaning I haven't.
Are you going to hang for the game tomorrow night, Ike?
A little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, I hang for a little bit.
What
yeah,
about
be
a
you,
good
Ellie?
Crowd. I mean, look, if Ike is.
Yeah, and we always catch the first inning or two.
There you go.
Have an adult beverage.
Yeah, nice. Stand behind home plate, have a good time.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
beat the traffic out.
even though I don't know if I can ever stand in that spot again because I was with Jack and James.
For the no-hitter?
No, for the game five.
Oh.
And where we were standing, we're right behind Chaz McCormick's family, the center fielder, as he makes that catch.
And they're cheering.
Yeah, and I get, you know, they're happy. They're
you want to yell out
play.
Some stuff at them.
But it's an awful moment for us.
So I remember for that game five, I was in the Eagles locker room because remember they had played the Houston Texans that night.
I was working that night.
Yeah, and normally players like get out of there pretty quickly after the game. They do their interviews to get to the bus. I would say almost every player stayed, and there was a little TV in the locker room to show in the game. And when he made that catch, it was the morale in the locker room dropped quite a bit.
Devastating.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really the killer, is losing that game and losing that series. And then the next year, and that's the thing, man, Citizens Bank Park, we think it's a cure-all.
Yeah,
but some of the worst losses have been at Citizens Bank Park the last couple of years, especially Game 6 and Game 7 last year.
100%.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. What do you need to see from the Phils this week? Also, Taiwan Walker, is it a big enough deal where the Phillies should remove him from the rotation? I think it is. Elliot and Ike think, throw him back out there. Let him make another start this week. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. We'll get to the Eagles in a few minutes here. And a quarterback list that came out, where Jalen ranks, we'll get to that. First, let's go back to the phones. Go to Tom in Vancouver. What's up, Tom?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
What up, Tom?
Breaking rules.
Oh, go Birds caller
taking,
right here.
Taking advantage of Spike being out today.
I am. I am completely. And, you know, go Birds, it was preempted. With that. I don't know what that game was.
Yeah, it was
not about the Eagles.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Of all the preseason games I've covered, and I love preseason. That was that was one of the tougher watches. Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
it was definitely challenging. And then I have to listen to you guys talking about the Astros coming back, giving me PTSD or Game Five, which was, you may recall this. That was the game that I was supposed to be at game four, and it was rained out, right? The rain delay.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You stopped by the booth, yeah.
Yeah, and so I had to fly back. I had to fly back to Canada for work, and then I had all sorts of trouble with the airline, and I had to fly back again because I ended up going to the game five for that.
Yeah, that was a tough home stretch there. Actually, when we went up 2-1, we actually thought we were about to win the World Series.
Oh yeah, and I'll tell you what, man, that rainout screwed everything up because we had it scheduled perfectly. The Phillies and then the Eagles were going to be the standalone that Thursday night, and that messed everything up.
Oh yeah, it was going to be beautiful. That was horrible. I remember walking around at the Citizens Bank just as we were trying to figure out, is it going to happen or not. And, you know, Fritzy is telling me, no, it's not going to happen. He was right, of course. But anyway, so
the rare time,
you know, the Phillies now, I have to say that I'm not that pessimistic about them. I think it has a chance to be okay. none of us know for sure. It's always easier to go with the recency bias, and I'm not talking about the last two games, but the last couple of months, and then be negative about it. But these guys, they can turn it around, and it can happen. I do think that Taiwan Walker is like a scheduled loss, and so I agree with you, TK. I'd prefer to see someone else come up and take the chance there, better than the scheduled loss.
Yeah, I'd just be curious to know the most teams' winning percentage on the day the fifth starter starts.
I'm sure,
and
it's
how
not
different
good.
It is than when Taiwan starts.
It's probably it's not good either way. Fifth starter, you're not going to win many games if you're fifth starter.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's just remember that Walker did not come out during the series run last year, right? He didn't pitch during the playoffs.
No,
correct, yeah. And
no.
He won't pitch.
He wasn't even on the roster.
Yeah.
Remember, he was mad about it.
Right. Now I would be shocked if he's on the roster this
year. No, he won't be on the roster. Yeah, he was liking tweets.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I see Walker go up there, it feels an awful lot like Kimbrel at the end of the season or during the playoffs. It just feels so. I feel so negative about it that I'm not happy about that.
Yeah.
So I feel now I want to see the attitude of this team change. I want to see it to be a little bit more upbeat. When I've been looking at Harper and I've been looking at his look on the plate, he's lacked confidence and such. So I would actually be okay if they only won four games and they won one of the series and they dropped the other series. I'd be okay with that. I prefer them to beat the Braves actually. Just to sort of even that out a little bit, but I'd be all right with that. I want to see the attitude. As long as they're up there and they're fighting, and they're, even if they're losing, they're fighting it out, and we have some confidence.
Yeah, and I get that from this perspective of you want to see I guess steps in the right direction. But I think if we're looking at this thing like they're the team we thought they were at the beginning of the year. You need to get five this week.
Yes.
I mean, you really need to make a statement this week.
Yeah, winning four of seven, that doesn't make me feel like they're back. That just means they skated through another series. They maybe won a series and they split with Atlanta.
Right.
That doesn't make me feel like they're back.
So I agree with you to the extent that I think it depends how they're winning and losing. Because if they're squeaking through the wins, then it's sort of like that 10-1 run that the Eagles had last year, where we're not really confident about it. But if they have some solid performances and they just lose the other games, I'd be okay-ish with that. Obviously, it's not ideal. I'd like to see them win both series.
Okay.
What do you got for a reunion, Tom?
So now you guys are going to think that, how's that going to work out? But it worked out for NXS. So I'd like to see Nirvana have a reunion. We'd obviously have to do something about Kurt Cobain.
Obviously,
to keep going.
Yeah.
That'll lead to it.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Tom.
All right. You guys are way too young for Nirvana.
I actually know a little bit about Nirvana, but I mean, that reunion's not really possible.
Yeah, it's a tough answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
Yes.
Oh, well. Okay. Yes.
We'll just move on.
Let's keep moving on.
We'll just move on from Tom's answer then, and transition very naturally.
Okay.
On to our next part of the show. 215-592-9494. But we'll get back to the Phils in a few minutes here. But the Athletic released a quarterback. Elliot, you brought this to my attention. Quarterback tier list.
Yeah. So every year, the Athletic polls different GMs and I think head coaches around the league, and basically comes up with how they believe the league views the quarterbacks around the league. And Jalen, obviously off of 2022, was high on that list. This year, not so much. He came in at 11th in the league. He was behind Dak. He was behind Jared Goff. And I think what it was telling to me is some of the things that, and these were all off-the-record quotes, but that were said about Jalen, were kind of the biggest fears we have, I think, about him as a quarterback. They talked about how he basically can't win if they don't have a running game, and that he can't be the guy that throws you to a win. But the other thing, and we saw this a lot at the end of last year, was that if you just blitz him, he can't handle it. And now with Kelce gone, there's even more of a chance of that. So, yeah, it was I would say a concerning placement for Jalen on the list.
Yeah, and I think the question really is, can Jalen Hurts be great if everything around him is not? Because you look right now, obviously he's got great skill position players. Offensive line, I'm more concerned about, and I think Elliot is more concerned about than you are, Ike. But with Jalen, if everything's not perfect, do you still think he can be like a top five quarterback and be the reason you win?
No. I mean, listen, I think that's unfair to him to ask him to do that. I think most of these quarterbacks in this league need for things to be ideal for them. Surrounding them. They just do. You know, I've said this. There's the one guy, and then there's everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
The one guy stands alone. He proved that last year.
Just like the last guy did, Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it stands alone. Well, at least Tom Brady came up in the era where you had Peyton Manning and
right.
some of those guys.
But he never had great receivers outside Randy Moss.
I agree. No. I meant more of his in his competition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
so
true.
When I say stand alone, I mean Patrick Mahomes is in a class of his own,
mm-hmm.
category by himself. Give me the other quarterbacks that could win without a running game, without having a top-flight wide receiver, without having a top defense. Where are those guys at that are winning? I don't see those guys winning anything.
There aren't a ton of them. Now, I will say Joe Burrow a couple years ago, yes, he's got great receivers. That offensive line wasn't great. And he was still able to have a lot of success.
Sure.
Still took that team to a Super Bowl.
With great receivers.
Yeah, great receivers.
Yes,
I mean, Jalen's got great receivers.
No. I'm saying, are we just, you know, focusing on the offensive line Jalen needs? When I hear the things that he's saying, a GM saying he needs, and
yeah.
he doesn't think that Jalen can lead you to a win, well, I'm my retort to that is, well, who else could do that? How many other quarterbacks could do that? I could say that about a lot of quarterbacks. I could say that about a lot of Brock Purdy. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks that fall in that category that need a lot around them.
Yeah, I do think it's unfair how it seems like only Jalen nationally gets punished for having talent around.
Yes, I just don't understand.
Joe Burrow has T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, who I don't think are better than
Tyler Boyd.
And Tyler Boyd,
three wide receivers when he went to the Super Bowl.
I don't think they're better than A.J. Devontae, but you could certainly debate it. It's not
right.
like a slam dunk. Josh Allen has had talent.
Debate. T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
That's I mean,
debate.
T. Higgins is pretty good.
Yeah.
Josh Allen has had talent around him. Really, Lamar is maybe the only quarterback besides
the only one
that hasn't. And for what it's worth, he hasn't won anything. I mean, he's been great, but he has not won anything. So the reality is all great quarterbacks around the league have stuff around him.
Yeah,
that's how they're great quarterbacks.
Yeah, and with Lamar, I mean, the playoff performances have been pretty bad here. But
sure.
one person who thinks there's more quarterbacks than we do mm-hmm. is Dan Orlovsky. Here's Dan Orlovsky earlier today talking about the quarterbacks who he thinks teams win because of.
Nine. So the phrasing I use or the way I describe it is quarterbacks you win because of. There's a high amount of quarterbacks that teams win with in the NFL, but because of. And it's broken down into two different places. There's nine. The two guys that were tough to leave off, both Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love. Jordan just got to see a little bit more. I think he's right on that verge. And then Jalen, I just want to see what he looks like this year coming back in with Kellen Moore as his play caller, third offensive quarter in 3 years. Win because of is broken down into two separate things. One, we win the game even though our defense gave up a ton of points, whether it's 26, 28, 30. Like, we find a way to win more often than not because of you. Or we're hurt on offense, we're missing receivers, or, you know, our offensive line's beat up. And we find a way to win the game because of you. Those are the two kind of the criteria that they're put into, and I think there's nine of them.
So that was Dan Orlovsky's take. I don't know, kind of a weird set of criteria there.
Yeah.
For what he's judging as winning because of you.
Yeah, he's twisting himself as a pretzel. And I like Dan Orlovsky. He's level-headed the majority of times when he's trying to do his quarterback analysis, and he's very smart. So I like Dan Orlovsky's his information the majority of the time.
Mm-hmm.
This time, I think he caught himself in a position, and he's trying to make sure his argument fits around
right.
the players that he put in that box.
Right.
And I don't know how you don't have Jalen Hurts in there. We've seen, although only a couple of times, we've seen what the team looks like when Jalen Hurts isn't the quarterback. So it's not as if anybody can step in there, and no matter who the quarterback is, the team is going to go off and have success.
Right.
And I understand adding Saquon this year. I understand that. But now all of a sudden, adding Saquon has given everybody this false sense of confidence that, well, Saquon is what really makes the difference on the team, and now you got him, you got an all-star team. Well, Saquon's going to be as good as Jalen Hurts is in the passing game. Because Saquon needs a passing game so that Saquon can be Saquon. So if Jalen can't throw the ball and make plays down the field and get that extra man out of the box, then Saquon's not going to be as successful. Yeah, it's not as if they're going to run the football to set up the passing game around
here. I think with Jalen this year, though, like he needs to be the best quarterback in the NFC.
No doubt. With
the pieces around him compared to the other guys and what they have in this conference, you look at all the best quarterbacks are in the other conference.
Yeah.
If Jalen Hurts is not the best quarterback in the NFC this year, I think he had probably a bad year.
See, here, when you say he needs to be the best quarterback in the NFC,
here's
why I push back a little bit against it. Not completely, because I think in large part you're right. But more importantly, when these teams meet in the playoffs, he needs to be the best on that day.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to win games. But the NFC has good quarterbacks. Jordan Love, Dak, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford. Like, they have good quarterbacks. You know, San Francisco with Brock Purdy, that's a good team. So there's no shame in losing to any of those guys. But when you meet in the playoffs, you need to outplay them. You need to outplay those quarterbacks on those teams.
I just think it's a bit of a myth in the NFL in general, but especially with Jalen, that the Eagles win like despite him or with him,
yeah,
but not because of him. The Eagles win because of Jalen. I mean, if you look at in 2021 when he was only okay, the team was only okay. In 2022, when he almost won MVP, and by the way, A.J. Brown career year, Devontae career year, Goddard career year, like a lot of guys on that team were way better. Why? Because of Jalen. Last year, Jalen wasn't as hot. The team wasn't as hot, right? So ultimately, they will go with Jalen. This idea that he's going to get carried by the talent, I agree with you on Saquon. Saquon will be only as good to a degree as Jalen allows him to be. Obviously, Saquon can make people miss, and there's all those things. But Saquon found out that if you don't have a good quarterback, there's seven guys in that box, and that's it, right? Or you know, even more than that.
Yep.
So Jalen needs to be great this year for the team to be great, for sure. They're not going to win despite of Jalen.
I disagree with part of that, and this is the part I disagree with. Obviously, Jalen was great in 22. Like, there's no question about that. But you also had the great weapons on the outside. You had a tremendous O-line. I'm worried about the O-line, but I think what
you're missing is those skill players and that offensive line looked better because of Jalen as well. Much like last year, the offensive line looked bad because Jalen was not good in the pocket and not getting rid of the ball.
Yeah, maybe in part, I think that's correct. But I look at the offensive line, and I think they're going to take a step back without Jason Kelce. I think this is a loss that we are not putting enough stock in. And if there are problems up front, you know, if Juergen struggles or Mekhi Becton struggles, I don't have confidence that Jalen will be great enough to pull them out of that and overcompensate.
Offensive line is going
to
be fine.
Oh, come on, Ike.
You've been listening to him too much.
We're guardsmen.
You're listening.
We're guardsmen.
Listening to him too much. Offensive line is going to be fine. Did Jeff Stoutland retire?
No, but Jeff Stoutland needs talent too.
He doesn't have talent.
He can't make the most of everybody.
It's talent.
What did he do with Jamon Brown? Remember
he stinks.
Him?
Yeah, he stunk. Yes. Well, that line that year, I don't know what the hell happened to the line
like
that
the
year.
He was third string.
That was COVID year.
The 2020 season,
yeah.
A big part of why that season went south, aside from your boy Carson, was also the right guard position and Jason Peters starting at right guard, Jamon Brown.
Who the hell could play quarterback behind that line and with those weapons? Nobody.
That's the point. Guards matter. You got to admit that. Guards matter.
Here's the thing, and look, I took this L from Mike in this debate for years, right?
That's big of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate
me
that.
And him for years debated.
Did Elliot just admit that he lost?
Yeah, it doesn't happen
this
often, so I got to do it. Me and Ike debated for years on the radio about, I would say, Carson needs to be great despite not having talent. And Ike would say, you can't. Ike was right, right? So, like, if you look at this team right now, he has talent, obviously. But at the same time, like, he can make this offensive line better. You know what I mean? Like, they have talent, but this line that we're worried about, and I am worried about for sure, Jalen gets rid of the ball quickly. It's not as big of a deal.
Fair enough. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But do you think Jalen Hurts can be kind of quarterback who can ascend the team even if there are issues? Because I do think the offensive line is going to struggle a little bit. I think the interior is a problem. But, hey, if Jalen's that great, it probably shouldn't matter that much. So hopefully he can be that guy.
You think it's disrespectful he's 11th?
Not after last year.
I'm just curious. Yeah.
Not after last year. I can't say it's disrespectful.
Yeah. I think he lands somewhere in that 7 to 11 range based on how he plays. Now, can he get into a top five? Yeah, if he has that type of season, sure. But I think those guys, that 7, 8 to 11, 12 range, those guys are interchangeable in my opinion.
I think the tough thing Jalen will run into on these lists for his whole career, maybe 4 or 5 years it won't happen, is he will always be viewed as a product of what's around him. So even if they do go 14-3 this year, and he has, you know,
say how much talent
he has, they're going to point to the talent. So, you know, we debate often, does he have to be a top three quarterback for them to be great? I just don't think he'll almost ever be viewed as that, because I think with all the talent around him and the job Howie will do putting talent around him, he will consistently be dinged for that.
Right. And it's one of those things where I'd probably rank him a little higher, but coming off last year, you really don't have a leg to stand
on. I'll have an argument. I agree with that.
You basically got to just, you know, got
to play
this
better. Play better. Yeah. Then we can put you in that top five.
Got to play better this year. Let's go to Gary in Vineland. What's up, Gary?
What's going on?
What's up, G man?
Hello?
Yo, Gary.
Oh, you got your radio on.
Yeah. Hello?
Gary, last chance. There? Yeah, we're here. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
How you doing? So, Buddy Kennedy, another one from Millville High School.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody texted me that the kid I brought up earlier is from Mike Trout's high school.
Okay.
What was his name, Gary?
He actually, Don Money, former affiliate to the grandson.
Ah, so he's related to a Philly.
Yeah, so
how about
he's got
that?
Some lineage.
Buddy Kennedy, Gary.
Buddy
come
Kennedy.
On, man.
I have no idea why they called him up, because he's an infielder. So let's see what happens.
Okay. Well,
so
maybe he can play outfield.
Yeah.
I think we need to get at least five. You know, hopefully we'll win the Braves series to put them to bed, and then, you know, let's go from there.
I do think it matters. Sorry, my mic.
Yeah, what's going on with your mic?
Yeah, I don't know. I do think it matters how they win the five games, though. Like, I agree, 5 out of 7 would be a good outcome. But you got to win 2 or 3 against the Braves. Like, you have to win the series against the Braves.
Yeah, 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, do you got a reunion for us there, Gary?
How about the 2008 Phillies?
2008 Phillies, appreciate the call. They just had a reunion like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's also not. Yeah.
It's not, not
well, that actually. That wasn't actually the 08 Phillies reunion.
Well, it was alumni weekend.
It was alumni. It was a lot of them here.
Basically, the whole team was here. I don't think Jason Wirth was there, but pretty much everybody else was.
He's at the racetrack.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jason Wirth is out there making money on the track.
Yeah,
man.
He was hanging out with Jolly at the racetrack.
At Saratoga.
Yeah.
Speaking of Carson and reunions, you ever think, like, do you think he'll come back when they eventually do a reunion for that team?
Yeah.
I think he will, too.
Yeah. I don't know why he wouldn't.
Well, you need
to. I don't know why he wouldn't.
You would
unless
need
he's
to.
Still playing.
Right.
He could still good be point. Playing. Yeah. He could. Yeah.
I can't believe he's the backup in Kansas City this
It's
year.
A great spot for him, though.
It could be a nice rehabilitation.
He's looked good. I've seen some clips of him. I mean,
I'm thinking Raiders next year.
Raiders for Carson as the starter?
As the starter?
Yeah.
Raiders are going to be tired. No, they're going to draft somebody. They're going to be one of the worst teams in the league.
They should have drafted one this year, and they didn't.
Starting Gardner Minshew this year.
Yes.
Good luck
the Vikings would be a good spot for him. I guess they got JJ next year.
They got JJ next year.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's got to be a spot that they feel like they're ready to win, and they want a vet to come in.
Yeah.
Or it could be a spot where you want a bridge quarterback.
I don't think the Broncos getting another chance. I don't think he's going to get another chance.
Oh, he'll get another chance.
He might.
You think so?
The KC rehab project.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
dude. You've seen plenty of quarterbacks. Joe Flacco is still playing in this league. And Geno Smith.
He is going to the Andy Reid School of Rehabilitation. Yeah. So that does work for quarterbacks.
He could be a Super Bowl champion by the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, possible.
Yeah.
Hopefully not, but who knows? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking about the Phils, what do you need to see this week? Taiwan Walker, should he be removed from the rotation? If you want to get on the Eagles, you're welcome to do that as well. Jalen Hurts, can he be a quarterback you win because of? I don't think so. Ike and Elliott do. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. And when we get back, we do need to pass along some news that is not good news for the Philadelphia Eagles dealing with a team in their division. We'll get to that. Tom Kelly, Elliott Shore Parks, Ike Reese, afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sports Radio 94.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WIP, this is the afternoon show. Ike Reese, Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks, all with you on a Monday. We'll be back again tomorrow. Cutdown day coming up at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And the Philly or the Eagles made a couple cuts already, right, Elliot? Max?
Yeah, no,
Sharpering?
A lot of guys have played on Saturday, I would say. No big names yet. A lot of guys that might be back on the practice squad, but they have some big decisions to make. You know, what to do with James Bradberry, what to do with Paris Campbell. Are they going to trade guys like Eli Ricks? Because they do have a lot of young players there. It's an important decision. So I would keep James Bradberry. I know I'm in the minority with that one, but I think he can provide some good veteran depth on this team, which they really need. So, yeah, a lot of key decisions to make.
Yeah, and coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll get more into that, get more into some of the big decisions that the Eagles need to make before 4 o'clock tomorrow and what this roster could look like following cutdown day and what it's going to look like in Brazil next Friday night. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking about the Phils, Astros tonight. And then the Braves coming up for 4 this week. And how many games do you think the Phillies need to win to make you feel like they're back this week? Also, Taiwan Walker, that's a big topic right now. Should he stay in the rotation? Should he make his start Thursday night? Or do you want to see somebody else? I want to see Colby Allard. I might as well get you guys a couple
Think about what you just said.
I might as well get you guys some 99 Walker jerseys. Supporting Taiwan.
Look, do I think he's been great? Obviously not. Was he bad on Friday night? Yes, he had a bad start. I just think we're putting unrealistic expectations into what the number 5 starter is. Anybody they put out there is likely not going to give them a great chance to win. That's the reality of the 5th starter in baseball. So I understand the frustration. I just can't get too worked up about him starting.
I get it. I just think you have guys who are going to give you a better opportunity than Taiwan will give you. Like the way Taiwan Walker's pitching right now, like he's not giving you the best chance to win. He's not giving you any chance to win.
No, listen, but I think you're preaching to the choir here is what I'm saying. I think what Elliot and I are pretty much saying is that we could see where the Phillies or why they keep rolling him out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
I don't think there's much of an argument for how effective he is as a pitcher and whether or not he's giving you a good chance to win. I just look at it, and this is how I have to sort of come to grips with it. I didn't expect Christopher Sanchez to be where he's at. He's replaced Taiwan Walker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're getting Ranger Suarez back. So that's 4 pitchers. Like, Taiwan Walker starting, I'm just happy when the game is over.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
I don't want to feel that way.
But you can't, we don't have 5 aces. So you're not going to go into every game thinking you're going to win every, you're fooling yourself.
And almost
you do that.
No team has 5
yes,
aces.
No. So to if we get Ranger back, he can build his arm stamina up and he can start giving you at least 6 innings, potential 7 innings. You got Sanchez, who's already showed you he has the ability to go a complete game. He's done that. Start getting Nola, looking like Nola coming close to the postseason. And Zach Wheeler, I don't have to think about Taiwan Walker. I'm telling you, the quicker they get him out of there, if he's out of there in the 4th inning, okay, great.
I get it. And Elliot, you said earlier that I'm looking at it emotionally more than pragmatically. And in some ways, you're right.
Yeah.
Like I just don't want to see him out there anymore. As a Phillies fan, right, I don't enjoy watching Taiwan Walker pitch.
I get that, but I just think you'll just be mad at the next guy, too. When all of a sudden the 5th starter that they tried out instead of Taiwan Walker is also not turning in an ace.
I'll be less.
To his point, he won't be. It's not the loss.
It's trying something.
Yes.
It's trying something.
Well, and I would imagine for not only just you, a lot of fans, seeing Taiwan out there also reminds you that He signed a bad contract.
Right.
And he's still here.
It's exactly like Tobias.
Right. So it's that's the frustrating part for fans when they say that they don't want to see him anymore.
Yeah. Right.
It's that part. It's not that they expect anything different. It's more or less he's a reminder that this was not a good contract.
And also, there's the part of it of him whining about not being in the playoff on the roster last year and not getting those opportunities. So there's a lot of other stuff that goes into it for sure. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in on that. Also, talking about the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, do you believe that he can be the reason the Eagles win and he can be the reason this offense is great? I look at this offense and I have concerns about the offensive line up front. And I think if everything is perfect, yeah, Jalen can be great. But I worry about, you know, if things break down up front, if somebody gets hurt on the outside, if all the things that Jalen needs to be successful aren't in position, I worry about him, you know, regressing the way he did last year.
But I just, like, all right, so let's look at Cincinnati, right? Cincinnati, you said, doesn't have a great offensive line. Absolutely. What have they done? Like Joe Burrow has been season-ending injuries 2 out of 4 years. They did have the one run to the Super Bowl for sure, but the line, you know, line was better that year. It wasn't great. I think they
went to the championship game the next year.
Yeah, but like to put the expectation that if the team is bad around Jalen, they need to be great. I get that he has the ability to do that because he is the quarterback, but just not many quarterbacks can turn in great performances if they don't have a great offensive line or great skill position players besides Mahomes.
And by the way, as much as we all give Pat Mahomes his respect, and he's greatly deserves it, I keep going back to this. From last year, was his worst year. Last year was Andy's worst year from an offensive standpoint. He didn't have great receivers around him.
Mm-hmm.
They led the league in drops, his wide receivers did. And you know why they won? They won because of their defense. They won because they didn't ask Pat Mahomes to go score 30 points a game and win shootouts. So if your defense is only giving up 17 or 18 points, Patrick Mahomes can get you 20. Right. Andy and Patrick Mahomes should be able to get you 21 points, and you should win the majority of games. And that's why they limped into the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes was frustrated during the season. Andy Reid and Travis Kelce over there bumping each other on the sidelines. See, people forget because Kansas City won that they had a little turmoil too.
Right, a lot out of there turmoil, in Kansas City.
I'm just saying, it never gets talked about
for sure.
Because they went on and won the Super Bowl, rightfully so. They navigated their adversity. They made it through because of the coach and the quarterback primarily, but also because they had a great defense that didn't allow offenses to put points up on them. Man, you talk about that Chiefs defense? They played Miami. They played Buffalo. They played Baltimore. They played San Francisco. Go check the point totals that those offenses put up against that Chiefs defense in the postseason. Those are postseason teams I'm talking about. Miami, Buffalo, Baltimore, San Francisco.
Yeah, and to your point, Ike, as you said earlier, Jalen just got to be better than the opposing quarterback late in the season on those days.
That's what it boils down to.
And that's what Patrick Mahomes was.
I mean,
the defense held them in that Super Bowl game a lot, but in the end,
he made the play. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, in the end, he made the plays.
I think with Jalen, what it is, and kind of what it'll probably always be, is he needs to take care of the ball and not have negative plays.
Yep.
One thing, a lot of plays in the NFL are off script almost immediately. Like the ball is snapped, the defense doesn't do what Jalen thought it was, this guy runs a wrong route, and all of a sudden you're just figuring things out. Where Jalen's, I think his best quality can be, when things are not going well in a play, he does not put the ball in harm's way. He doesn't panic. Like Josh Allen, I think, will take big chances with the
takes
ball.
Risk, yeah.
And it backfires sometimes. Obviously, he makes great plays because of it. Carson, I thought that was a Carson problem.
Yep.
With Jalen moving forward in this year, he doesn't have to squeeze the ball between three defenders on first and 10 if like he's scrambling. He needs to just take care of the ball and make sure second, you know, that first down play where he's getting pressure doesn't become second and 16 and instead make it second and 7, even if it's only a 3-yard run. So, yeah, moving forward, I don't think he has to be this like phenomenal arm squeeze. He just needs to take care of the ball and this team will be fine.
Right. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. In a few minutes, we'll get to some news out of the NFC East that could affect the Eagles moving forward here. First, let's go back to the phones. Arthur in Scottsdale. What's up, Arthur?
Oh.
Yeah, I am Scottsdale.
Where are you?
Where are you at, Arthur?
Oh, Fifth Amendment, come on. But I can tell you this much, I'm sitting out back with the moo moos, if that'll help you.
Those are cows, in case you don't know.
Because I was about to say, it didn't help me.
I love the Moomoos. Now, listen, you guys already got a quarterback controversy. I hear you might want to start Pickett opening day.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
The Giants could use Kenny Pickett.
Giants could use Kenny Pickett.
Maybe Tanner McKee, not Kenny Pickett.
Now, you guys are going. Your guy lost 7 games last year, correct?
Yes.
He was a dog. All he's worried about doing is liking commercials. Here's a guy that really, I would tell you, stop making the commercials and play football. Go ahead.
Well, I will say this. I don't know. I've seen one commercial this offseason.
A lot less of them, for sure.
Yeah, I haven't 100%. Seen like it was last year. I saw the one Olympic thing for flag football. That's about it. He hasn't done much else.
Now, though, you ain't getting away with this thing. You're a Phillies. Oh, my God. They may win one game in the next 2 series if they get lucky. Oh, don't start stuttering, you two.
What are you talking about, Arthur?
Yankees fan.
They won 2 or 3 out of Kansas City this week. They're going to be back at the end of the week. 5-2.
Oh, they're going to win 5?
Yes.
Okay, I'll let you talk. We'll be able to check that. Make sure you got that recorded so you don't go back. And let me say this. How about my man, Judd? Can you say 50 and 51?
Nobody cares, Arthur. What do you got for your reunion?
What do you mean nobody?
Nobody cares about Aaron Judge and his home runs. What do you got for your reunion?
Wait, hold on. I got...
All right, goodbye, Arthur. I'm sorry. I mean, what? We're going to talk about Aaron Judge's home run total. Do you guys care about that?
No.
Does anybody out there listening to us care about that right now?
Saying you're dropping a legend right there.
Arthur's a bum. Okay.
All right.
Arthur's a legend in his own mind.
All right.
And he can call Howard on Saturday mornings.
Oh, I like
it.
He can be a legend there. He's not a legend in this time slot. Am I wrong, Ike?
No, you're good, brother.
This is your show.
Well, no, this is your show.
Tell me
today.
If I'm stepping out of line. I don't want to do anything to upset
you. It's too late.
Well, Ike Reese,
he's already gone.
I've wanted to do this. You're bald and beautiful. Please tell the audience.
There you go. And I'm in the studio with a bunch of guys with a head full of hair.
Well, only one's got great hair.
How about that? Buzz?
Yeah, I guess.
Going a little bit.
All right. For years, you've heard Dr. Glad on WIP talking about their amazing services. TK just mentioned, I'm bald and beautiful. Appreciate that, TK.
Yep.
But everybody can't be as lucky as I. Now, the Glad Group, they know so many people that think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but that's not the case. The Glad Group have restoration treatments to strengthen your hair before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant. And their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for transepidermal delivery. Now, that's where growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glad Group a call, always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglat.com. Again, that number is 610-980-4000 or drglat.com. And tell them Ike Reese sent you.
There you go. Let's go back to the phones. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
What up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
TK, you're not one of my favorites.
thank you, Chris. It's not a hard formula to hate on Arthur. It's a way to win people over pretty easily.
Yeah, no, great work by you. And the Gary that called in, man, do I miss Spike not being there with the rules as much as I know Spike with the rules.
Gary broke like every rule in a matter of 20 seconds right there.
Yeah, and he reminded us why we should applaud Spike for the rules. So, Spike, everything I said about you, I take it back. Guys, let me follow the rules. Let me get to my point here and stop wasting time. Taiwan Walker stinks, guys. There's no way he needs to take the mound again. And you guys have all said a few things. And let me just spit some additional truth and wisdom at you here. First of all, the guy hasn't won a game since May 22nd. Okay, he's won 3 games all year. Not only have we lost those games, but guys, take it back to Doc Rivers. They could be scheduled losses because every start that he had since May 22nd when he pitched were losses. We lost the game. He didn't give us a chance to win the game. I know it sounds admirable. Now, the thing for your fifth starter, what you want on him is you need him to chew up innings for you. Go 5, 6 innings, you know, hey, if he pitches to a 4.5, 5, even a 5.5 ERA, you could swallow it because he's just there to kind of gobble innings as you go throughout the year of a long schedule. The problem with Taiwan lately, guys, is he's not even getting out of the fourth. His last outing, he didn't even get out of the third. He only went through 3 innings. So he's not doing it. What's the problem is he then taxes bullpen, and you can't have him be a liability where he's wearing out your bullpen when you're getting ready to keep those arms fresh, a playoff run. So that's why I don't care who it is. You got to pull somebody else out of the minor leagues or whatever, because the reality is not only can they not do worse as far as they lose the game, they can't do any worse where they're not getting through innings because he's not giving you that either.
Right.
So yeah, Chris.
And that, lucky with a guy that could go 5, you're okay.
No, and that's a great point, is that it's also affecting you in the days that follow.
Yes,
that's
true. Yes. Yes.
He's had 3 starts since he's been back. His longest outing's been 4 2/3.
So
that puts a lot of strain on your bullpen.
I agree. That's not true. Great. Not great, right? Kobe Allard, 5 innings, 5 innings, 4 innings. So he's not exactly going super deep either.
No.
Like,
no.
The guy you're putting out on the 5th day is not going to get you 6-7 innings.
Say it again. 5 innings, 5 innings, 4. Okay, that's 2 out of 3 starts he went 5 innings. Go ahead and tell me the last time that Taiwan Walker went 5 innings, and I'll wait for your answer.
June 15th, he went 5 2/3.
Correct. You've got to go back 2 months ago. Now, granted, on the IL, but guys, he's not. Since he's come back from the IL, what has he given you? He has given you 4, 4 2/3, and 3. That's the problem of what we're dealing with right now. He's no longer the guy that in the beginning of the year was the least going 6, maybe 4, maybe 5, mm-hmm. where you can swallow it. When he went on the IL, he hasn't been giving you. That's the now problem he's at right now, where and Al at least has a shot of giving it where, unfortunately, right now, with Walker being with Walker, he's totally cooked, guys. Totally cooked.
Chris, do you have a reunion that you would like to see?
I do. This would probably be more entertaining. And it's 2 particular guys from a team that I would love to see sit down on the stage and have a conversation. You may have to maybe put gloves on them. But I'd love to see T.O. and Donovan sit down and have a conversation.
I already took that one.
Yeah, it's the second one. You got another one?
Oh,
never
I already
mind.
Let him go.
Yeah. That's twice. People want to see T.O. and Donovan reunite.
Now we're talking before the show about all the former athletes doing podcasts together. You got DeShawn and Shady, you got mm-hmm. Ryan Howard and Jimmy Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, man, you want a highly rated podcast.
Put T.O. and Donovan together?
Let's get T.O. and Donovan together.
Call it Get Your Popcorn?
They need a mediator. Somebody else would have to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hugh.
No.
You can do it. Well, you can do it.
No, I don't want to do it. But somebody, I'm just saying somebody would have to be there to make sure everything goes smoothly.
I think we could bring this to Odyssey. I mean, there could be a lot of financial opportunity.
Well,
hold
on. We bring it to Odyssey now. Now we're talking. That's different.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying I wasn't leaving this. I don't need the extra work, is my point.
You're probably the most qualified person to do it.
That's what I'm saying. They need somebody they know, somebody they're comfortable with, a true radio professional.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an Ike Reese job if I ever heard one.
Are you two trying to gas me up?
Yeah, trying to get you extra work, yeah.
That would be awesome if you were doing a podcast with those guys.
I tell you what, I don't know how good I'd be at it, but hell, why not?
Might as well.
We talked him into it. It took 2 minutes.
Why not?
And he went from wanting no part of it to agreeing. I don't know if you're contractually obligated now.
Well, here's the funny thing. It would certainly be interesting for a while. I just wonder, do we run out of stuff?
I think it's a mini series.
How long does it take us to get back to 2005?
Yeah. So guys,
we're talking about what the hell happened in 2005.
We know you hated each other, but how much did you hate each other?
Exactly. Yes.
And why did you hate each other? Should Donovan have told them to give you a new contract, or just given you some of his own money? Who knows? Some of the questions you could delve into.
And who would have ever thought that we would have gotten T.O. again?
What do you mean,
as AJ?
Oh yeah, yeah.
As a player, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's all we wanted as a player. We don't need the. Well, hold on now. There's a little bit of everything.
A little bit, but yeah, it's not the. It's not T.O.
T.O. ever FaceTime the producer back here?
Hold on. Guess what? It wasn't after AJ's first year, but AJ got a new contract after his second year.
Could you?
So just you know what they learned? How to handle special talent like that.
Yeah, I think
that's what the Eagles have learned.
We like to pretend there's all these rules and you can't do it. Basically, if the player is good enough and it makes sense, you get the contract.
You take care of it.
Yeah. Now I'm just envisioning back in 2005, T.O. calling into Howard, not happy right. about the way he's being talked about, and Howard asking him a question about Brad Childress.
Yeah, it would be amazing. Yeah. Look at Jack Fritz catching the
Do you ever think we'd be at a time with the Eagles where not only would they pay one wide receiver the amount of money they're paying him, two of them.
Yeah.
And
that tells you we've come a long way.
And just gave up a third for their third receiver. McNabb's like, I would take any of those three.
It's crazy. And we did need to mention here, the Cowboys have, after their long standoff, signed CeeDee Lamb. So CeeDee Lamb gets 4 years, $136, $100 million guaranteed. Mm. So you pay a premium on the back end when you don't do these contracts early like the Eagles do.
What did AJ get guaranteed? So look,
80-something?
I was going to say it was close,
right? No, it might have been 75.
Yeah.
Because remember, they got AJ done before the other one started dropping.
Well, AJ was done on draft night. AJ got done right before the draft.
It was done on because Howard broke it. Yeah, Howard broke that story. Yeah.
Because I think AJ's a better receiver than CeeDee, I think.
I agree.
They're both awesome, but I just think AJ wins consistently on the outside more than CeeDee does.
I'd rank the three AJ, CeeDee, Devontae.
Yeah.
Probably pretty clear cut.
Well, yeah. I can't put Devontae in front of CeeDee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like CeeDee coming out. Well, I wanted the Eagles to get CeeDee Lamb coming out. Yep. That was the one I wanted in that draft.
Instead, they took Jalen Reagor. They could have traded up for CeeDee.
Obviously. Yeah. Remember, the whole thought was he would go top whatever, 6'7", fell all the way down.
So CeeDee Lamb signs the deal. Good news for the Cowboys there to finally get it done. But CeeDee, the one thing I think of about that draft night, best video ever. Him snatching that phone.
From the girlfriend?
What an
incredible. Did she steal the girlfriend?
No. I don't know, but
not
I would
after
guess
that
not.
Video. Yeah,
I would guess not. Now time for a read on our Twitter poll question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers is the official sponsor of the 94 WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. Three games against the Astros, four against the Braves this week. How many wins do you need to see the Phillies get to be satisfied? 5 right now leading the charge.
Yeah.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Reset all the topics we're talking about when we get back. Also, I'm dealing with a personal life situation right now that has inspired me to do a Mount Rushmore. Am I allowed to do that? Or is this Spike's domain?
Who is Spike?
Okay. Ooh. There you go. Perfect. I will take that as a yes. Tom Kelly, Ike Reese, Elliot Shore Parks taking over the afternoon show today right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.